There's a symbiotic relationship between hunting and conservation. And we're not just talking about a romantic notion of our hunter-gatherer roots. Hunters fund conservation efforts. Public lands are often prime hunting ground. But with the number of hunters on the decline, stakeholders are banding together to attract a different type of hunter, someone not unlike our own Heath Druzan.
A few weeks back, I found myself being pelted with snow, perched on a ridge high above the aptly named Roaring River in central Idaho. Microphone in one hand, rifle in the other, trying very hard not to trip, my eyes peeled for elk, trudging behind my friend and lifelong hunter, Roger Phillips. How did I get here? Well, turns out there's a name for it.
It's called adult onset hunters. Sounds like a disease, and I guess it's a good disease to have.
That's Lan Tawney, president of the national group Backcountry Hunters and Anglers.
It's really these people that are in their 20s and 30s and 40s, didn't grow up hunting and fishing, and now want to get into it.
His group and a number of wildlife organizations across the country are counting on these so-called adult onset hunters. So much so, they've created a 5-week intensive class called Learn to Hunt. Earlier this fall, a group of aspiring hunters in the class gathered in Boise. They huddled around an elk carcass as Idaho State wildlife biologist Katie Ulrich demonstrated how to skin an animal.
So see how this kind of just pulls right off? How, like, I'm barely doing any cuts, and that just kind of pulls right off.
This is what Paul Knepper signed up for.
As a kid growing up, I always lived in urban areas.
But as he got older, he started feeling a pull.
I wanted to be more involved with nature, and part of that is obviously understanding your food supply and where that comes from.
States are betting on new hunters like Knepper because the number of hunters is declining. 2 million fewer people went hunting in 2016 than went out in 2011. That's according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. But why should Americans care about the decline of an activity most don't take part in? Fewer hunters means less money for conservation. The bulk of state wildlife agencies' funding comes from hunters in the form of licenses and taxes on guns and ammo. That same Fish and Wildlife study showed hunters spent nearly $10 billion less in 2016 than they did in 2011.
Across the nation, we had seen a significant decline in hunter and angler participation.
Ian Malapiai is Idaho Fish and Game's marketing manager, but he's really more of a recruiter for new hunters. He says hunting can be intimidating for the inexperienced.
We want to provide as many tools as we can to get people over that mental barrier.
So, back to those snow-dusted mountains. The culmination of the Learn to Hunt course is a mentored hunt. So I called up my friend Roger Phillips, and we trekked into the endless Idaho backcountry. It takes us 3 days, but we finally get close to a herd of elk. Close enough that we have to whisper.
So they look like they're moving down the drainage.
Right. Which... see, this is where it's just like, okay, we don't want to go to that side. We want a side hill. We'd like to stay up above them. But we also want to know what the hell they're going to do.
We see 5 of them through binoculars feeding on a hillside. The question is, where are they headed? Roger says this game of cat and mouse with big game is part of what he loves about hunting.
And this is where the chess game starts.
We sneak up to within 270 yards. But I can't get a clean shot.
Do you see the animals?
No.
So we take a risk and try to get closer. Our luck runs out. The snow is loud underfoot. Our cover blown, the elk take off. Roger tries to coax them back with a call. But it's too late. They're gone. And we're out of daylight. We got close, though. And I'll be back next year. For Guns and America, I'm Heath Druzan.